Welcome to On the Up and Up. I'm your host, Kira LaForgia, and every week I'm bringing you behind the scenes of running a successful business. Join me while we laugh, learn, and connect on mostly HR inappropriate topics with successful founders, diverse leaders, and kick-ass employees. It's true, your HR lady may have fired your bestie or made you sign a love contract, but we also have all the hot gossip that will make you better at your job. Whether you're on your way up the corporate ladder, are a fellow HR villain, or are building a culture as a rising entrepreneur. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of On the Up and Up for 2025. We've taken a bit of a hiatus over the last couple months after celebrating our 100th episode and just in general, going and celebrating the holidays, whatever that means to you, and the stress that comes along with that. The last episode that I recorded was all about navigating politics in the workplace. And I think that when I recorded that episode, I was speaking directly to our community and the questions that we were getting from some of our leaders in our Set to Scale membership that are dealing with these things on a daily basis. And also even in our HR community. So for those of you that are a little bit more corporate and or are leaders within corporate organizations or managers that tune in to learn how to show up better for your team and for your career, we got such a wide variety of responses to that episode. And I know it was a little bit of going out on a limb to be bold about certain things that I believe in and think. And at the same time, knowing that Paradigm does exist to support businesses of all types. And also the politics that fluctuate within our communities. Not everyone is programmed or has experienced the same things in order for everyone to think the same way. And so it felt a little bit at times like we're walking on eggshells to try to figure out, you know, where we fall on the spectrum of things. And then also to navigate difficult feelings that come up with running a business during times that are kind of fraught with concern and conflict and confrontation. There are so many people in our communities that are like those solid Enneagram 8s that are just out there kind of representing their beliefs and values, like criticism be damned. And I truly look up to those people. And I always have to remind myself at the same time that the industry and the path that I've chosen for my career and my path with small business owners means that I have to be able to communicate with lots of different types of people and really try to understand perspectives. The only way that HR is going to become something that is representative of both the employee and the business on a global scale, not just the quote unquote good ones like us and like my community of HR folks, but all HR and just the way that things are seen that way is by opening our mind and being open to differing beliefs and not only being open, but being curious about them. So that kind of leads me into what I wanted to talk about today. So I know that there's many of us that choose a word of the year and things like that. And ironically, I am not there yet. I haven't chosen a word of the year for this year. Everything is just running a couple weeks behind, so bear with me. But I did just want to say that the word that I chose for 2024, and as I kind of recap 2024 from a business owner perspective during this episode, it was curious. And that is, it was born from the feeling at the end of 2023 of feeling a little bit like I had lost interest or become jaded in the development side of, like, a personal development side of owning and running a business. I've read all the books, I've listened to all the podcasts, not all, but, you know, listened to a fair share of podcasts, and I just had kind of burned myself out. I was doing a lot of coffee chats and meeting a lot of different people, and everyone is so strong and direct in their beliefs, and throughout 2023, I think I just filled myself, you know, from the previous 3 years of business ownership, had filled myself up with lots of information, and I hadn't really had a lot of time to process it. And one thing that I think was the most fun, so in 2023, I kind of shut things down and just felt really kind of desensitized by the exciting parts of running a business in general. And I say this from the perspective of somebody that is constantly dealing with trying to motivate others to take on a growth mindset and to try to continue to learn and to be curious and to grow. And truthfully, I would say the back half of 2023, I had lost interest in that altogether. And it had kind of created a situation going into 2024 where I was walking into that year almost tentatively. I wasn't running and excited and, you know, wanting to grow and move forward. And we all know that if you don't grow, then you die. And I think that in the journey of figuring out how to find my curiosity and how to kind of get excited about being a small business owner and get creative and get curious about other people, I had sort of siloed myself to protect myself for 2024 or 2023. And so I had started to recognize that towards the end of 2023 and decided on curiosity, or stay curious is the word for 2024. And even throughout the year of 2024, I could feel my walls were still up. You know, there was a feeling in my body when someone would be like, "Hey, you want to hop on a call and chat?" And I would be like, you know, and I think that a lot of that comes from just feeling a little bit burned out by the constant influx of information. And what I realized is that over 2024, we had a bit of a slow start, and then we had a bit of a lull in the middle of the year, and then we had a huge upswing where our revenue was about the same for the last quarter of the year, a quarter and like a little bit of September, as it was for the entire rest of the year. And one of the things that changed towards the end of the summer was I started to tune back in to curiosity. We had taken a big chance and opened up our recruiting side of the business. And I started to see how that was helping us blossom as a team, as a company, and seeing our new team members coming in and like really flexing their muscles and showing what they could do and the experience that they brought. And I feel like not only were we monetarily rewarded by taking that chance, but it started to kind of wake up a little bit of a spark in me again to be a little bit more curious. So while my word of 2024, I had recognized early in the year, or, you know, by the time it was December of 2023, that I wanted to get that back. And then it really took me until the middle of the year to kind of lower those walls down and embrace that being curious and interested in the things going on around me was actually the key to creating more innovation and being more adaptable. So if you've been listening for a while, or if you know me in real life, you know that I have ADHD and I'm largely unmedicated. So there are days here and there where I will use my medication to help me get through, stay focused, things like that. But I found alternative ways because of my own like kind of personal health journey to help me deal with it. There is nothing, I've never been a better person than when I'm on my meds, but for other reasons, I'm working on a little bit of a balance there. That is all to say that I thought that I had to find new dopamine chasing type of things in order to feel good about this business. But I think that what I've realized over the last 6 to 8 months is that it wasn't about getting something new to chase, starting this new recruiting program or, you know, whatever the case may be, but it was more about how having something that we built be able to be a little bit more innovative and kind of like wake up that curiosity muscle. And I would say that ever since then, not only has the business benefited so greatly from those realizations. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, the end all be all of our business by any means. Like if anyone, you know, I want to give credit where credit is due. Like I'm just kind of up at the front of the boat sort of waving to people. So like, but I do think that there was a little bit that had to do with my ability and confidence to chase after sales that came with that spark that started to be lit up a little bit. And, you know, in starting this new initiative and figuring out how to market it and talking about it, and then going into our launch where we got to talk about my favorite subject, which is people management. In HR, we don't always get to talk about that, even though all roads lead to the same place. It's kind of this cyclical thing that's now represented by our offer suite. But I think that for me, there was a moment where I kind of started to realize that me, for lack of a better term, giving a shit about my personal development on the business side and learning and being curious about the way that people were thinking was something that I had previously shut down, probably just due to being inundated with information. So once that spark got kind of lit up again, when we were starting this new initiative, I started to want to feed that spark. And as a result, I'm not going to use any more spark language. Like, that is not appropriate for right now, but I started wanting to feed the soil of that plant and that bloom. And ever since then, it has felt so aligned. Like, I feel really excited about learning people's new ideals. I feel like even though we have had a lot of ups and downs politically, economically, and even environmentally in our country and in our state, I'm in California, we've seen so many ups and downs over the last few months. I've still just been kind of like trying to stay in this place of curiosity. So I just think it's really interesting that I chose a word based on what I kind of thought I needed more of. And then by the end of the year, it ended up being sort of the answer to a lot of my mindset issues that were going on, that it's not about just chasing something and looking for some new dopamine, but it was really about finding something to kind of feed the flower that we were starting to build. And what I learned was, like, there's only so much I have to do and so much I'm actually needed for when we're developing a new service or when we're in a launch. You know, this is a team effort across the board. But what I did realize is that the feeling of confidence that I had from really listening and trying to understand and be more curious across the board about everything that we were doing and creating some space to do that, it kind of made me look back and think that slow summer happened for a reason. It gave us a minute to, like, really not only build this service right and make sure that it is exactly what we want to put out into the world, but it also put us in a position to be a little bit more curious, read books, read articles, listen to podcasts I may not have listened to before, and be a little bit more discerning with the information that I was allowing to seep into my consciousness. And so while I haven't chosen a 2025 word yet, I do think it's interesting that our final episode of the season or of the year for On the Up and Up, talking about politics and trying to figure out how to communicate with each other in a more effective way, also ended up being the episode where I felt like the journey to get curious kind of culminated at that moment. Because if we have a curious mindset, then we can be a better leader, we can be a better manager, and we can be a more innovative business owner. And shutting that down or kind of quelling that desire, if you have it, to find curiosity and find new things out about yourself or about your environment or about other people, about other people's perspectives because of, you know, self-preservation, I totally understand that. And I was in that mode. But I'm really glad that something sparked my way out of it, because I really think that the biggest lessons I learned that last year, it's just so ironic that the tone and the word that I set for the year ended up coming back in such a full circle. And so as a result, you know, I've kind of designed a little bit of a different strategy in approaching marketing this year. So of course, like so many of you are business owners, you may have come here for the people ops and the compliance and whatever, but this isn't really about that. This is more about us as business owners in community with each other. And I think that coming into this year, I, first of all, really want to hear everybody's words of the year. And I also want to caution you that be careful what you choose for that, because I don't know what it is, but when we put something out into the world, like, we kind of always find our way back. And I just don't think that coincidences are that prominent when it comes to the, setting these intentions and things like that. Like, I had a vision board that had a lot of things about curiosity on there. And I think that in kind of reflecting on the year and realizing the journey to get back to embracing and embodying my word of the year of being curious, staying curious, asking questions and listening to perspectives and like what all that meant to me when I put curiosity as my word, was that sometimes you can kind of get yourself into a little bit of a pickle if you're choosing to quote unquote manifest something that isn't super thoughtful and thought out. And so in the interest of kind of bucking some tradition, I'm not rushing to choose a word this year. I'm taking my time. I'm collecting my information. I'm taking more time to reflect on last year. And it's even come up a little bit in the way that we are organizing our marketing strategy. So obviously this is our first episode back, and it was kind of weird because like the second I sat down to record this, I thought of what I want my next episode to be. So it's sort of like having a little bit more space for curiosity has sort of input a little bit more energy for creativity. And I think that I don't know if this episode is going to convert 500 new clients, but at the end of the day, this is a marketing channel. And I think that helping people to understand who I am might help to give them a perspective on why I might have some of the opinions that I do. And so I do want to kind of leave behind the curated or maybe more scripted type of approach to this platform in particular. We're going to do that on YouTube. So stay tuned over there. 7 to 10 minutes, highly informational, value-packed videos. We've been working with Jamar, who is an incredible resource for anybody that has a YouTube channel, and talking to other members of our community about people that have been able to figure that out. And I think this podcast is really going to be a little bit more about off the cuff type of like entrepreneur to entrepreneur, small business owner to small business owner, like real talk conversation. And the reason for that is actually not because of my intentions for 2025. It's a result of what I learned from my intentions from 2024. I want to leave some space. You're maybe not going to get a new episode every single Wednesday, but when you do get them, they're going to be because I can't wait to share with you what's on my heart. And I think that when it comes to marketing, we're all a little bit sick of the AI generated outlines and stuff like that. I mean, I absolutely used AI to help me generate my outlines for some of our podcast episodes. And I stand behind like the spin that I put on things. But I think in this year, we're going to be taking just a little bit of a different direction. That's not to say I'm going to come in here and not harass you endlessly about making sure that your compliance materials are in order. And did you know how many labor laws have changed in January? And have you had your annual update? And also, please do not talk to your employees like that. And also, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's still going to be tons of things like that throughout the year. But I also just wanted to be like super blunt and transparent and say, like, I just don't see marketing or see business marketing as being the same as it has been in the past. There's just too much out there. There's so much noise, especially with AI and things like that. And I'm just here to like kind of share my experiences and hopefully that you can take some of those things with me. So of course, like we could go through a whole 2024 like review of like what worked and what didn't and whatever, but I'm just picking and choosing the lessons that I want to share. And the first is that we are at a place now where at the beginning of next year, I'm going to be talking about, you know, in 2025, I chose my word of the year and this is how it shook out. And I didn't notice it creeping up on me or, you know, whatever the case may be. And you'll have to be like, go back and listen to episode 101, you little weirdo, because you basically said the exact same thing. So I noticed that happens a lot. So instead, I just wanted to kind of like review over what I learned from my business in 2024. So I want to also say that there were times this year where I was at my wit's end. I was like literally thinking, how can I pare things down to reduce this stress that my body has taken on from this business? I don't feel like I'm getting anything from it. I don't feel like I'm being fulfilled by it or getting paid enough. I don't feel like I'm really doing any of this to benefit me. And of course, like employing an incredible team and having amazing supportive people on the team is extremely motivating for me. And it's very rewarding. And I know that there was a strategy put in place that I was following. It's the same thing we teach all of our clients. And I wanted to put my faith out there. And I wanted to make sure that I was doing everything I could to control the controllables. But I think many of you might feel the same about 2024, or you can think about a year recent in history where you might have had a similar experience. I think people use the term, and I, you know, maybe this isn't the best time to use this term, but like you wake up in the morning and you just want to burn it all down. I'd never had that feeling. And it wasn't so much that, it was just, I felt like there was so many heavy rocks in my backpack that I was carrying that I just didn't know how much longer I could keep going. And I needed to figure out a way to put down some of those rocks. And it wasn't a very easy path. You know, I would say Q3 was one of the darker parts of owning a business for me. Even though we were in the throes of building our recruiting department, which ended up being like one of the absolute highest highs of the year. But it's, you know, I still am just such a firm believer that the joy is in the process and it's in the journey and not the destination. And that part of the journey for me was not that fun. You know, at the end of the day, we hired experts to do what they do. And Ashley's incredible at her job. And Kylie's an incredible manager to Ashley. So it's, they had it all under control. So that productivity and that experimentation, like while I was still on the path to kind of being, having my creativity be reawakened and things like that, I do feel like it was kind of a weird part of business because we were growing in such a big way, but I didn't feel like I could handle any more of those big rocks to carry. So if you've had moments like that, if you're having a moment like that, I don't have advice for you except for just know that you're not alone and that we've all been there. And it's so important to have community, even like behind the scenes community that you can reach out to and vent to. And I have really amazing friends in business and also not that I can lean on for stuff like this. And sometimes just putting, you know, they're kind of just holding your backpack for a second while you catch your breath. And that can be like the one thing that you needed to get through that day and keep going. Now, I'm not saying I was going to like totally like destroy the entire business, but there were times when I was like, why are we starting this new department? I feel like I can barely carry the energy of everything else. But we just had to go through it to get through it. And that coupled with our People on Purpose launch, which was successful and great and fun and inspiring and creative and, you know, a little bit easier because we've done it a few times already in the past on the side of the, you know, emails and triggers and all those things you have to deal with when it comes to the launches. There were, and like the messaging and all of that, it was such a big success. And I feel like it really helped to kind of take that little creative piece that started to come back up again after we started the recruiting process to like give me also some confidence. So coming out of Q3, having that launch, having this new department and moving into Q4, it felt like a little bit of like clearing of bad weather, if that makes sense. Like the sun kind of came out. I started to see things coming together. The team was vibing. Like no matter what, throughout the entire experience of 2024, the absolute best part of my week is always our team meeting. So we've talked endlessly about, well, maybe we should have more of a structure for our team meeting. And yeah, I guess, but like, I still feel a little bit like there's some room to like fully everyone have a place where they can fully show up. We can have fun. We can laugh. We can realize that, you know, we all care about each other. We care about the business. We care about our clients, but it is about relationships at the end of the day. Everything you do is about relationships. And that's why we got into the people side of business in the first place. So I feel like it is kind of funny to like look back and see like these roller coasters, like, I mean, they were up and down like crazy. Like, I'm not even saying like we were on a downward spiral for all of Q3. Like there were moments that were some of the highest highs in business in Q3. And yet I will still look back on that and think of that. That was a time that I was carrying a lot. And me as a founder, I know that people can relate to it. And then of course, going into Q4 and having just kind of, I don't want to say all our problems solved, but having experiences that yielded really great results, meeting incredible people in person that I'd never met in person before. Some of our clients that we've been working with for over 4 years, and even 2 years, 3 years, a few months, it doesn't matter. Like meeting some of these individuals in person, it just continued to solidify how important those relationships are in kind of keeping the ball rolling. And, you know, I think that one of the biggest lessons that I learned last year was just basically to cultivate relationships, put people first, whether it's business or personal, it doesn't really matter. People and their experiences and their perspectives are some of the most valuable things that we have in this world. And I think that when you look back at it, you can have a business that ignores that, or you can have a business that embraces it. And a business that embraces the people that are keeping the boat going are also going to be able to help lift you up as a founder when you need it too, even if they don't know that they are doing it. So I don't know. I just wanted to kind of like reflect on that a little bit. I'm starting to get some ideas for what I think this year might be themed as I'm talking. So thanks for listening to my solo therapy session. Anyways, the other thing that I wanted to talk about with 2024 is that as I feel like there are moments of beauty that come with like being so bogged down by your heavy ass rock filled backpack. And one of those things was it just kind of helps you cut right to the point about what's important. And for us, it was really especially after we opened our recruiting side of the business, it started to be really obvious to me that we have an offer suite that is intentionally circular. So once I started to think about that, I started to think about little minor tweaks and adjustments that we can make in our marketing to welcome people in at whatever part of their business they're at, but also to make sure that we're showing value to our other offers. I took a course a few years ago. I can't remember which one it was. It was one of Shannon from the Social Bungalows courses, and it talked about having a really solid delineation between each offer. And I've always struggled with that because HR kind of bleeds into the membership and then it bleeds into Paradigm Solution. But I've always kind of held fast that there has to be some things that are going to be different from offer to offer in order to really have a delineation between the two. And you don't want to have any overlap is kind of the advice. It doesn't work for everybody, but it did work for us because where it landed is we have this circular offer suite where each of our offers play really well with each other. But most of all, they all answer to a different side of your business. So whether it's the Paradigm Solution, which is a 90-day process to build out your HR compliance and strategy that will last you for the duration of your business, to our Set to Scale membership, which is not only just meant to help our Paradigm Solution clients maintain their HR over time, but it's also meant to help new people that have small businesses that are hiring their very first person or are figuring out how to hire, or that have one employee, so they don't necessarily need a really heavy lift in their same state, you know, that kind of a thing. Come in, get resources, community, and really just connection with other business owners. And that is another entry point into our offer suite. Do a lot of our members that come in with Set to Scale, the low ticket membership offer first, end up doing the Paradigm Solution later? Yeah, definitely. But I think that by the time we get there, it's really cool because they have already implemented so many of our teachings through Set to Scale that it helps us get like really exponential results when they decide to do the more heavy lift done for you service later on. Because likely what happens is they come into Set to Scale and then they start to grow and they see the results of what they're learning in Set to Scale, and then they do need a more heavy done for you solution. So they really do play well together, whether it becomes a maintenance program in Set to Scale or you're sliding back over into a done for you option because Set to Scale really worked and it got you where you wanted to go. And then from there, I know this sounds like a big commercial, but it is a big realization I had in 2024. But don't worry, recruiting speaks for itself. So no matter where you enter our offer suite or enter our community, our recruiting offer stands alone. It is what it is, and you know what it is, and you get it. You come in, you have a flat rate recruiting service, depending on the level of employee that we're looking for and how hard they are to find. And then basically, if you've already gone through our other services or we've communicated through Set to Scale, it's just a kind of fast track way for you to have somebody that is recruiting for you that knows you, knows your business. And Ashley, our recruiter, hosts monthly calls in Set to Scale for people to drop in and get advice if they're DIYing their hiring or whatever the case may be. And then that way, when they have the budget and they don't have the time, they can tap in and Ashley is already going to have a relationship with them. So again, we've had people that have gone into the Paradigm Solution and then have needed to use our recruiting solution right away. We've also had people that have gone through the Paradigm Solution and then ended up in our higher level retainer program long-term. It just depends on what your situation is. So within having this circular offer suite, the biggest thing and the most important thing that I've noticed is that kind of collaboration between our team members through each offer. So like if you've met Abby while she wrote your culture guide in Paradigm Solution, but then we're onboarding a new employee for you, you might run into her again as she's working on some of your front-end HR compliance pieces. And you have that trust and relationship there. If you've met Kaylee because you've needed some support from the client experience perspective in Set to Scale, when you upgrade into another service, Kaylee might be the one that's helping you set up a custom payment plan or something like that. Or dropping, you know, getting to know you a little bit so that we can make sure that your client gift is really aligned with what you might be interested in or things that you might really appreciate. And then, of course, Kylie, the cornerstone of everything. You know, if you're working with her on our done for you projects and then she recommends that you do the recruiting project, she's also going to oversee that project while Ashley goes out and chases those candidates for you. So I think that in really embracing, you know, a little bit more innovation, the recruiting piece really made this a circular offer suite, where previously it was Set to Scale and the Paradigm Solution, and not much has changed over the years, except for it's just got more efficient and better. And so we haven't had to change our pricing because we're still, now that we're leveraging AI, things are still taking the same amount of time or less. So we pass that on to our people. And then if you ended up doing people on purpose as a manager training program, that obviously really does kind of supplement wherever you're at in your leadership journey. So kind of having these different offers that feed in together and kind of show you what's possible for your business. It also has helped us to really cultivate amazing relationships and be able to innovate, because we're going to hear the feedback about our recruiting service and we're going to be able to like build something that is going to make it even better. Or we're going to hear about what's going on with hiring with one of our Set to Scale members, and we're going to be able to answer to those pain points through our other services as well. So we're able to like continuously give really solid and timely advice no matter where you land. And I think that that has made our company feel really complete to me. And I do think that it wouldn't work if we didn't prioritize innovation and relationships. So I don't know. I just like feel like that was a big takeaway from 2024, besides just like the go through it to get through it kind of a thing that happened there. I really just, I don't know. It just feels like a really aligned way to continue to move forward. Also in 2024, we finally hit our 100 client mark for the Paradigm Solution. So 100 small businesses have gone through our 90-day Paradigm Solution, and we've either hired and onboarded their team, interacted with them, and almost all, I would say probably 80% of those, Kylie's been with me for over 3 years, so maybe just like 6 or 8 months behind when this service came to be. So Kylie has worked on, I don't know, maybe 90% of those projects. And to look back and see, you know, where we've come from to where we're going and have Kylie be part of that journey is just such a special thing. And I hope that every small business owner has someone like that that can help kind of keep them in check when things are getting a little bit wild. So I just feel like that was one of the biggest takeaways from 2024. Like if I were to look back on last year, I would probably say that I hated it. It was crazy and the roller coaster was nuts and I don't like that. But if I really like examine it the way that I have, as we put together our kind of annual review of last year and shared it with our team and all of that good stuff, I can see that through the dark times and the hard times, there's been so many like glimmers and of light and like innovation and excitement. And a lot of that is like fully attributed to the people that we have on board. It's not because we moved something from Thinkific to Teachery, which is, you know, a never ending to do on my list, or whatever the case may be. It's the fact that Ashley joined our team and has been such an incredible addition. It's the fact that Abby, who was a previous like career copywriter, has found that she's really interested in HR and is learning and taking on HR roles in the company now too. And it's the fact that Kaylee had a baby and shared that journey with us, and we have little Maddie now. And it's the fact that Ashley got me a great assistant that helped me to get my life together in the last 7 days. Those are all things that have, those are the highlights of the year, and they have directly to do with people and not process or money or sales or marketing or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I might be feeling a little bit nostalgic and a little bit like, I don't know, sad coming into this episode just because of where California is at the moment. It's January 14th, so the fires have been burning for just about a week. But I think it's pretty important to take a moment to really take stock of your surroundings and what you've built and be appreciative of the ups and the downs while also still preventing the future downs, because I am not doing that again, you guys. But to take stock in everything that you've built and like, don't get so caught up in the what's coming next to not, you know, take a minute to look back and look back from like a really high level perspective and see how far you've come. So I don't know, 2024 was whatever, we'll leave it in the past, but I feel like walking out with some really great lessons has been, I can already feel the energy shifting into this year. We don't know what's to come. We're all kind of on the edge of our seats. I mean, facts aren't even facts anymore, you guys. I have no idea. So I guess we're all kind of in this together, and I'm just hoping to be a voice that is trying to get us to a place where we are all working towards the same goal, even if we come from different and varying beliefs. So I'm carrying over curiosity into this year, and I'll keep you posted when I think of what 2025 might look like. So speaking of all that, leave me your word of the year in our reviews. I don't think I've asked for reviews for a while, but I guess they're pretty good. Or let me know what it is on Instagram. I'd love to know your reasoning behind it. If you had a word for last year, tell me a little bit about how that ended up shaking out for you. I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, what their word for this year is, but like what happened with last year's word? Like, how did you see things manifest or show up for you from there? Like, I just think it might be an interesting discussion to have. And you can check back on your feed on Wednesdays and we'll have some episodes for you. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel whenever we launch that. We're following on Instagram and you're on our newsletter list and all that good stuff. So we can stay connected through all the various means of consuming content that we're just constantly doing. But in the meantime, my next episode is going to be all about the process of deciding to hire an assistant and what that has looked like for me and what challenges that I have faced within myself to learn to actually benefit from this process. And so I thought it would be interesting to see or to kind of talk about how it is now, just a short time into the process and what I'm already seeing happen in my life that has benefited me from it, on the next episode. And then that way, like, we can kind of check in and talk about it later on as well. So anyway, leave those reviews and I hope this was helpful. And if you have anything or any ideas that you want to chat through, please feel free to DM me on Instagram. It would be so much fun to connect and let me know what you thought of the episode. Thanks so much. Bye.